This used to be Christianity. Christianity, we understood union. And that's what we're about, union. That is too late. Jesus swallowed our species. He said, "Our Father." And he took us into the relationship that he had with his daddy. And he did it for us. He didn't consult any of you. I don't think he asked your permission. He did it for us, for God so loved the world. And he swallowed us into this union relationship with him and took us up where he is into higher consciousness, you could call it. So that's where we are. And we're catching up with the consequences of what he's done. And it's changed the world. You read the early centuries, the world has been on a progressive move towards human rights, technology, sanitation, water, freedom, freedom for women, freedom for men, removing slavery. This thing called the kingdom broke in. And it said the kingdom is like bread, leaven in bread. It'll work its way through the whole system and change it completely so it looks different. Smells great, tastes great. He said the kingdom's also like a stone that will become the greatest mountain that's ever existed. Another way that Jesus talked about it, he said the kingdom is like a tree that will become the greatest tree and all the birds will come and rest in that tree. Whoa. So that's what Jesus did. He started a new outcome for this species that was slave labor. He broke the slavery system, shorted it out, and restored us to where we always belonged, which was an entangled race born from the divine, sons of God, sons of Yahweh, of his breath. And our true origin appeared when Christ appeared. He displayed our authentic design. He displayed God's mind made up about our race, that he's so for this race, he became this race. You can't get more for someone than that, more embedded than that. And he came to restore what was lost, which was union and our higher consciousness, our multidimensional capacity, our ability to govern creation, replenish the earth. So the earth's designed to decay unless we replenish it. In Genesis, it says, make babies, get married, make babies, replenish the earth. So we are life-giving technology, but we've forgotten what we are. And in the church, we swallowed this big lie when empire took over and they made it into buildings and priests, us and them, in crowd, out crowd, pews, structure, bishops, money, and that polluted the world and tried to cap the liberty. But this liberty can't be capped. This liberty won't be stopped. This liberty is a burning flame that no one can contain, called love. Many waters cannot quench this love. Not even the grave can stop it. And that's the amazing thing. Not even death can prevail against this flame. Not even the people that have died can't even escape that flame. I found out an interesting thing in Hebraic that, just this week, where it says, in the beginning, God said it was good. What he created was good. It means past, present, and future. It's all good. That's awesome. Okay. Right, moving on from that. Because it's scandalous, for God so loved the world. He didn't love a country. He loved the world. And he embedded himself. It says, one died for all. So he embraced death for everyone, so that all may live in Christ. And when I am lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men to myself. And then later on, we hear every knee will bow. And the word there for bow is not forced bowing. Everyone will yield to love and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Incredible. Panoramic through space and time, love wins. Okay, you guys okay so far? Right, everybody's powerful to think differently here, and you're powerful to disagree with me. But I want to talk a little bit about ascension now. Are you guys good for that? I know it's chunky, meaty, and I don't want to dilute it and make it popcorn. I want to make it the lamb. The lamb with the gravy and the potatoes. Do you know what I mean? Like, have you noticed with popcorn, no matter how much you eat of it, you're never full? You can literally, in the cinema, people have these massive containers of popcorn and it doesn't satisfy you. So I just want to share over the next, and this is session three, over the next year or two, I'm going to keep talking about setting your mind on things above and going to different places because you are seated now in heavenly places. Now, this is another Hebraic thought. When it says heaven, it's never singular. It's hashamayim, which is heavens. So even when we talk about going to heaven, no one goes to heaven when they die. They go to heavens. Hashamayim. They go to Eden. They go to the throne. They go to the Mount Zion. They go to the stars, galaxies, cosmos. All of it's included in his house. Starts with Bereshit bara Elohim. And Bereshit starts with Beit, which means house, family, in. So the Bible starts with house, family, in. It starts in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. But for whatever reason, we were the merger species between dimensions. So you have the spirits, angels, existing in all these other dimensions or heavenly realms. There's more realms above than the stars in the sky. Okay? It's okay. Don't get freaked out by that. It's absolutely incredible. We were created to be the visible expression of the divinity into all of those realms. So we were called Jacob's ladder, which is from Genesis, where it says Jacob slept with his head on a rock being Jesus, and he saw in a dream a ladder going all the way to God. That ladder, Jesus later said, was a human. He said, I am Jacob's ladder. I am the gates and access to all these dimensions, and you are too. So when God created Adam, which means God's blood, Aleph Dam, Dam is blood, Aleph is God. When we were created as God's blood into creation, we were different to animals. We framed up the animals with our words. We replenished the earth. All the stars shouted for joy. It says wisdom was ecstatic over us being created. Why? Because we were the focal point for all the realms above and below to see God expressed in those dimensions. Okay, it's good so far. In other words, we were made in the image of God. That's different to anything that was created. Elephants are not in the image of God. They're cool. But we're made from light. We're born from his essence. We're created from his spirit. We're from his breath, married into earth, which represents the mysteries, because the earth came from the mysteries of God. It says the spirit was over the face of the deep. The deep is the abyss of the hidden mysteries of God in Hebraic. So the spirit was brooding over this at the beginning and pulled the earth out. It says the earth was formed from that. So the earth was formed out of God, for God so loved the world. And he created a world that we're made of. So we were made of that world. So we were made of mysteries and breath. He kissed Adam's face. So he pulled Adam out of the mysteries of his intention. And then he formed Adam, God's blood, Adam, Aleph Dam, and breathed into him. And when he did that, he released part of himself into him. So he imparted what they call a spark or a fragment of himself. That's why angels love humans, by the way, because when they're a guardian of you, they're a guardian of a fragment of Yahweh's heart. They will give up incredible assignments in heaven to come and escort a baby and be with a baby and live with you. Like one of the angels with me worked in the courts of God, and he was there a long time, and he volunteered to be with me. And your angels, and what he told me, he says, the spark that's in you has incomprehensible value. And he told me that his highest joy is seeing me align with my joy, with the potential that God's put within me. He said he's never bored because he doesn't live in the same time as me. He said, one thing that you experience that I can never experience is boredom. I can never be bored. Because he lives in the realm where he's always seeing the mysteries of God. It says their angels always see the face of the Father, it says in Scripture, Jesus said. So your angel is seeing celestial realms constantly in rich time, in the flow of beauty, in the majesty of God, standing with you. They can never be bored because they're not in the same space-time as you. Does that make sense? I'll give you an example. A fly moves so quickly that they're not in the same time as you, scientists say. So if they look at a TV, a fly can see picture, black, picture, black, picture. They don't see television as an animation. They see it in pictures. And have you noticed when you move towards a fly, they can get out of the way? Because they're in an accelerated time. This is Einstein. So they're in a different time in the same room as you. So when you move towards them and you go and hit them like that, this is what it's like for a fly. Because it's in the same space as you, but not the same time as you. Okay? That's the same as the angels. The angels are in the same space as us, but not the same time as us. They're in what's called rich time, which is evergreen joy time. Anyway, maybe you guys don't want to hear about this stuff. Yeah, you do. Come on. I love this stuff. I mean, aren't you fascinated to know, how many angels work with you, where they come from, what they do, how they were created, what tribes they are, why they took the assignment? I want to know that stuff. So I have conversations and relationships with them because this is what I'm talking about tonight. Jesus restored what was lost. But as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. So if you think there's distance, but you created it. It's not reality. It's your reality that you've created as a divine being. So you've created distance. But the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Jesus said. It's as close to you as your hand. The kingdom of heaven is within you. And how do we act? He said, repent. And repent means change your thinking. Metanoia, change your thinking. Think like God thinks about it. It means literally be joined with God's thoughts. Or to put it another way, believe what I believe. So repentance is giving up your belief and believing reality. Or to quote Bill Johnson, repentance is a sustained change of thinking about the nature of reality. Repentance is a changed thinking about the nature of reality. Now, if we create a distance to heaven, we will live in distance to heaven, but it won't be reality. It'll be how you see it. So, you know, like people thought the earth was flat, right? Some still do. Even though you see the eclipse and everything, you see the planet's outline. There's like a clue in the sky telling you that the earth's curved. So when the curvature of the earth is the way you see the world, you have repented of flat earth. Do you see what I'm saying? Well, was the earth flat or round? It was always round. So what changed? The thinking changed. That's exactly how heaven works. The reality is when you feel an angel or you access that realm, it was already there. It was already in you and it was already around you. But you changed how you saw reality. And because you honored it, you attracted it. Because what you honor, you will attract. Have you noticed this? Like when you honor generosity, you attract generosity. When you honor creation, animals respond to you differently. When you honor the weather will respond to you. When you honor how wealth works, wealth responds to you. When you honor gold, the gold and silver in mind, says the Lord, you attract gold and silver because you've honored something he honors. So, you guys okay? So what you honor, you attract. What you desire will come to you. The universe is designed by design to unfold itself around your desire. It's designed to respond to consciousness. So we see this in quantum physics, that light travels as a wave pattern. You guys all know this, right? It's a nice wave when no one's watching. But the moment you turn, it goes particle. I'm a wave. Particle. This is quantum physics, right? It's a very famous experiment where light responds to consciousness. And they've tested it since the 1960s a billion times, and it always does the same thing, that when it knows it's being watched, light behaves differently. Why is that? Because it's designed to respond to the divinity within us. We created the animals with our intention. Adam was allowed to frame up the animals, Aleph Dam. He was allowed to frame up creation, frame up reality. So we frame up reality, and consciousness bends space and time around itself. Have you noticed this, that you can be having a boring time and the day seems so long, but it's Christmas morning and it goes so fast? Was time the same? Yeah, but your conscious awareness changed. Your consciousness and the beauty changed. And you can bend time. Time will bend around you and become rich. If you honor time instead of serving time, time serves you. When we're serving time, we're in jail. So how real is this in terms of bending space-time? I have physical evidence of bending space-time, even recorded evidence. I had one time, the Lord started teaching me about time and saying, why don't you master time and make it serve you instead of you serving it? And I was like, what do you mean by that? He said, what if you could do things faster with energy instead of slower and bored? So he began to teach me and he said, it's time to master time. And the verse he gave me is in the Bible where it says, redeem the time for the days are evil. So in other words, this collapsed system has made days evil, but you can change that, so it's good. That's called redeeming time. And the word is exego rezo, which literally means take the power of time and use it for what it was meant to be used for. So either you're leaving it alone and it's poor time, or you're going to work with it like a painter and create time. So the Lord changes the times and seasons, and you're made in his image. If you're under times and seasons, you are in futility, according to the Bible. Solomon said, I've looked at everything done under the sun and its vanity and chasing after the wind. So where are you supposed to live from? Above the sun, in Yeshua. And then what happens is you govern times and seasons. You make it the earth yield its fruit. You cause abundance. You know, I've got so many hundreds of stories. So I was in this meeting in South Africa and I wanted to communicate so much to them. And I said, guys, you may not know what I'm about to say. It was hundreds of people there. I said, I want to bend time so I can communicate this to you because my heart is so full. And I said, rich time come. And I prayed that, and something happened in the room that was so supernatural. that time broke in the room. One person left and came back from the shops, and they came back into the room at the same time they left. The recording of the message is longer than the time I took. I spoke for 30 minutes on the dot. I have a physical recording of me talking for 52 minutes. So 52 minutes were crammed into the 30 minutes. And all afternoon, people had time miracles that were in that meeting. Because as a man thinks, so I was in a meeting in Horsham, and I didn't think about it. I was prophesying. The Spirit was on me. And I said, "Lord, I release a veggie patch blessing." Who does that? And what is a veggie patch blessing? I don't know. I don't have to know. I'm a channel. I'm a channeler. There's a river. There's a river. I'm a channeler for a river. The river's... Come on, guys. Don't be offended at this. It says that salvation will be a river bubbling up to eternal life. So I'm channeling a river. And that river said, "Veggie patch blessing." Well, there was this one person there. All their veggies popped overnight. Instant veg. I have a feeling that that's what it means, that the earth will yield its strength to you. I have a feeling that that's what it means to replenish the earth. I have a feeling that the solution to the problems on the earth comes from the river that's here. The earth is going to respond. Radiation's going to be removed. The streams will be cleaned. The economy cleaned, as we understand that we are something more than human. For if anyone be in Christ, they're a new creature. We're in him. That changes everything. That redefines human life as we know it. That redefines the rules as we know it. Woo! That's enough for one afternoon. Because we've only just tasted a drop. And even now we're astonished and amazed at what we've got. Paul said it was a scandal, the gospel. It was good news, glad tidings, tidings of comfort and joy, joy to the world, the whole planet, heaven on earth, a glorious vision. So rich time miracles and things being spoken and they happen. I walk past, you guys know this, there's some railings by the train station, by the bus station. There's five sections of railing that was smashed, twisted. And it'd been like there the whole time we've lived here. So we've lived here a year. And I was praying here at night, and it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and I could feel time was responding. And I walked past it on the way back, 2 o'clock in the morning, no one else is in the town. And I put my hand on those railings and I said, "Lord, I want these railings to be healed. Back to before someone crashed into them." Walked home. Next 2 days later, walk past them. They are straight and restored. And only the five section that I touched has been restored. The other parts are not restored where the cars have hit them. Just what I touched and spoke over is back to how it was. That's beyond human. That's a new creation. That is a manifestation of a higher dimensional truth, because I saw the same thing that everybody else saw. But I thought I repented. Repent, pent up, return to the high place. I returned to a higher place where the rules are different. And Jesus lived in that high place. Water, I'm walking on it. Fish, you want more? Great. Fishy, 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 fishy. Bread, you like bread? Woo! 12 baskets left over. After all matter is energy, frequency, and vibration. What else? Oh, we've run out of wine. Oh, I'll make some more then. See, Jesus, I think the church has been so religious, we haven't even discovered who we are, but there has to be a generation that says, "I'm in, I'm all in." And that means matter will obey us. That means things will be renewed around us. You know, I stayed with a guy who was the producer of American Idol in California. And he's a mystic, and he loves to pray and engage heaven. And he took me outside and showed me a plant that had grown instantly when he was praying. Which economy are we from? So, you know, one time I was in Australia, and the Lord said, I want you to give $200 to this person and $200 to that person. And I was in my room in the house. I added them up, and I didn't have enough money. I was nearly there, but not enough. So I held it and went, okay, here we go. And I felt something. I felt something come into the room. And I knew I had it. This was the crazy thing. I had no money left on this trip. And I remember thinking, I'll need $17 for lunch at the airport because I knew that's how much it costs. I count the money. It's all there. So the money's come. $200, $200. I've got $400. And I look on the bed and in change, there's $17 on the bed. $17. I was in Germany and they were really squeaky with the money. They were hanging on to it so tight they were making the Queen cry. And I did this conference and there was no money. And I went to my room at the end of it. They gave me the money. It was like 200 euros or something. It didn't even cover the flight. And I'd given 5 days away from home. And I went in my room and I cried. I went, God, I'm such a bad husband. I'm coming home to my family again with no money. This happens all the time. I'm such a bad husband for Rachel and my kids. God, do something. The guy walks in the room. He goes, crazy thing. We went back to the offering basket. It was full of money. Mustn't have seen it. Here's all the money. We get in the car. We go to the airport. A guy shows up, said God had told him to be there. He gave me a thousand check. So God filled the offering bucket because he thought it was squeaky. And then he made a guy run to the airport to give me $1,000. See, which economy are we from? Which system do we come from? Who are we? What kind of people are we? Because I believe we're moving into days of awe and wonder. I believe we've seen nothing yet, that what we've seen in this was entry level. What we saw here was a bunch of people that got whacked on the wine of love and started to do exploits and change nations. And they were just a forerunner because the Bible says towards the end that they, by faith moved in these realms. But it says, God, having prepared something better for us, upon whom the end of the age comes. And what is that age? Scripture says, the age where death has cast its shadow, they shall see a great light. That we are moving into days of awe and wonder. And the reason we do ascension, why do we go up into heaven? Because it untethers us from time. It untethers us from the cares of this world. It untethers us from the economy. It untethers us from national identity. Because if you think you are Welsh, you'll act Welsh. If you think you're English, you'll act English for the rest of your life. But if you believe, I am a new creature, I am born from Zion, I'm born from the divine, I'm in him, he's in me, I'm a new creation, the old has gone and the new has come. You're not going to act Welsh, you're not going to act English. How can that define you now? They're just ideas that pass away. In the future, there's no Wales. And when was America invented? What was it called before America? And we go America, go Britain. Yeah, we want to honor the places we live. We want them to prosper. But can they define you? Can they be your passport? Or is your passport the born of God? Born from above, born from the realm of love, born from the flame of desire, born with passion and fire, beyond space and time. He chose us in Christ when? When did he choose this species? It says he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. That means there was an existing engagement with your destiny scroll before this planet was even formed. I'm landed it in a second, but I'm sure I've got something to say. Get ready. Get ready for change. Get ready for more change than you ever thought was possible. You will not even recognize yourself. You have to give yourself permission to consider myself as having died. Galatians 2:20, distilled translation. I consider myself as having died. Now I'm enjoying a second existence, which is simply Jesus using my body. Jesus channeling my body. Let's throw in a few more spooky terms to offend the religious. So God's vision is way beyond boring meetings. God's vision is way beyond old musty buildings. God's vision is way beyond Bible college. And he is dreaming magnificent dreams, and he's saying, who wants to believe what I believe? Who wants to join me in what I'm doing? Who wants to agree with me? Who wants to repent? Who wants to go higher? Who wants to have a higher consciousness and govern in time, govern in space, moving through space and time? Like just last week, I left my body for a whole night while I was sleeping to pray for someone. I haunted them. I spoke God's heart over them all night while they slept. I pounded them with love bombs to change them whilst my body rested. You know, you guys know this, but I went to New Zealand. You can't get further than I was. I was at this retreat in New Zealand, and it was the break, and I wanted to be with Rach. And I went in the spirit, because in the spirit, it's at hand. Rachel's at hand. Because she's part of the kingdom of heaven. And I moved my heart and my intention toward her. And I was sitting on the bed, engaging. And I saw her in my heart. And I moved towards her like a cloud. And I embraced her and drew her into myself. And I felt her. Came out of the experience. And then I got a text message saying, did you just come into the room? I rang Rachel. I said, what was it like, babes? Babes, baby. She said, I knew it was Holy Spirit and you was one. And you enveloped me. And it was like you went all around me. And I felt loved and hugged by you and Holy Spirit as one being. That is the new creation. That is the limitless life in Christ. That is what this book's about. We stand fully identified in the new creation, renewed in knowledge according to the pattern of the exact image of our Creator. As He is, so are you. I'll read one verse and I'm landing. Colossians 3:2 in the Passion Translation. Yes, feast. Feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of this natural realm. For if anyone be in Christ, there's a new creation. Amen. Thank you, Papa. So, Papa, I ask that you embed this in people. That it becomes reality. Engage in time. Engage in the weather. Engage in space. Engage in nature. Engage in animals. Engage in the body. That we're stepping into another age. But it takes, you don't have to see the whole pathway. You have to just take one step into it. You say, I'm stepping into the unfamiliar. Because we've seen what the familiar looks like, and there has to be something more. And there has to be a company of burning hearts whose passion and fire in them never dies that say, I want to go on new unknown paths and do things I've never done and allow you to redefine me, that my education, my qualifications, my gender, my ethnicity, my color or creed matters not, for I'm a new creation. I'm a new creation. So, Father, I'm praying right now for great faith and great grace on this generation. that you would open up our gates and doors and open up our possibilities of what you've created us to be. That there will be a company of people who arise and shine, for their light has come and the glory of the Lord rises upon them. Way, and nations will come to the brightness of their rising. Days of awe, days of wonder. Get ready for change. Get ready for destiny. Get ready for breakthrough. Get ready for change. Get ready for change. You will change. You will change. You will change. For great grace is coming upon the earth. Great grace. And there will be many in these days who will ascend into the heavenly realms. In the last days, it says, many will say, in Isaiah, many will say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and he will teach us his ways. Face time, face to face, infused knowledge, expanded wisdom, solutions, blueprints, destiny scrolls, solutions, blueprints, destiny scrolls, solutions, blueprints, songs, sounds, frequency, energy, vibration, the power of the age to come, resting on us now, future now. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to arise and shine. Now is the time to dare to believe it all. Yahweh, we are those who will walk with angels. Yahweh, we are those who are encompassed by the cloud of witnesses. We are never alone. We can never be alone. We are one species. We are one body in heaven and on earth. Now is the time where people will function in the heavens, access the courts of heaven, walk in the counsels of God. Now is the day of the unfolding of the mysteries, the apocalypse, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which is the unveiling of reality. The word apocalypse means unveiling of reality. Now is the day of visions and dreams and co-creating a new world. Now is the day where the solutions we've tried is not enough. It has to be from above. And there are many people tapping into the above who don't even know Jesus' name, because he's the light that lights the heart of every man. We repent and believe what you believe, that we are innocent, restored, loved, included, seated in Christ, in heavenly places. Thank you, Yahweh, for the age of light, the age of illumination, the age of wisdom, for the kingdom of heaven's at hand. It's at hand. Now just put your hand out and just receive a kingdom. You can even put it on your heart. Lord, even my body has hope. Psalm 16, it says, you will show me the path of life. Even my body has hope. Even my body is included in the goodness of the Lord. Even my body, the temple. And he will glorify the house of his glory. You will be glorious. Glorious. That's it. Put your hand on your heart. Feel it. Glorious. 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 His resting place is glorious. And he will glorify the house of his glory. And he will do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or even dare to think, according to the power at work in us. Thank you, Lord, for the age of wonder. It's already begun. It's already begun. Oh. it. Let's just stay in the energy system of that world. For those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will run and not grow weary. Yay. Whew. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So that's session 3. And I'm going to continue for the next year or so teaching on things above. Thanks for coming, guys. Appreciate you.